Welcome to Radio Shed Working, the podcast for shed workers, people who work in garden offices and shed-like atmospheres across the world. This week, we're asking, does shed working actually work? Is it more than an attractive ideal? Can you run a successful business from your back garden? And the pleasing answer is yes. Of course, a garden office is not for everybody, or at least not all day, every day. Novelist Robert Harris has described himself as anti-sheddist, and even Philip Pullman found that his shed got too crowded and he became fed up with being down at the end of the garden, especially on rainy days. He now has a more traditional study in his home in which to write. Yet many people who are alternative workplace revolutionaries not only enjoy the micro commute to work and the chance to fill up the bird feeder on the way, they also make money. Here's one example. Film producer Tom Lloyd of Dreamtime Film produces creative films, documentaries and large sensor-based video installations, as well as live multi-camera vision mixing for corporate events, club nights and festivals. Tom works out of what he calls his swanky shed in Windermere, and his relocation story, moving from London to Windermere, is an inspiration to all shed workers. Here's what he says. It was a very conscious decision to leave the rat race of London and look for a different quality of life. Having left the capital, another door opened in Cumbria when I inherited some land and a herd of semi-feral fell ponies. The digital revolution came at a good time for me, and the reality was that I could now be doing on a laptop in my shed what was, only a few years earlier, costing £600 an hour in a post-production facility. With the arrival of my daughter, moving my workplace from the kitchen table to a shed in the garden was an obvious choice. I do find myself slipping into the shed to do late-night changes to edits, and can find myself making changes to pictures or treatments late at night, but that can also be a very positive thing, being able to access my work at all hours. Also on a positive note, clients are always keen to get out of their office and come to me to view rough edits. I look out of my window to my horses, the Cumbrian fells, green trees, and an uninterrupted skyline. I hear buzzards, curlews, and nightjars, and breathe clean, fresh air. How can that not stimulate creativity? That is not to say the city can't be inspirational. In fact, I love the buzz and complexity of city life, but it is a different kind of inspiration. Here, I get to look out of the window and see my daughter running around in the garden. That helps me keep everything else in perspective. And that's it for this week on Radio Shed Working. I hope you'll join us next week for another podcast. Goodbye.